This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Ministry of Civil Aviation directs IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh inaugurates Integrated Textile and Tourism Centre at Nongpo Riboy District, Meghalaya. Union Minister of State for Textiles Pabitra Margarita highlights significant presence of Northeast artisans on global platforms. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says 3,000 more civil defence volunteers will be trained by 2026. And now the news headlines. The news in details. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry has mandated that the refund process for all cancelled or disrupted flights to be fully completed by 8 p.m. today. Airlines have also been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The Ministry has clarified that any delay or non-compliance in refund processing will invite immediate regulatory action. To ensure seamless grievance redressal, IndiGo has been instructed to set up dedicated passenger support and refund facilitation cells. The Ministry has further directed IndiGo to ensure all baggage separated from passengers due to cancellations or delays is traced and delivered to the passengers. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh inaugurated the Integrated Textile and Tourism Centre at Nongpo Riboy District in Meghalaya yesterday. He also inaugurated an exhibition cum knowledge sharing for Textiles Advantage Centre. Mr. Singh said that the Northeast is the pride of India's textile heritage as it is the land of Muga, Eri and traditional weaving excellence. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the centre is committed to strengthening every link of the textile value chain in this region right from cocoon to global markets. The minister highlighted that the ITTC will serve as an integrated platform for training, design development, silk processing, product diversification and tourism, enabling Meghalaya's artisans to access national and international opportunities. The minister highlighted the government's commitment to building a strong textile and sericulture ecosystem in the Northeast. He announced the establishment of a new weaver service centre in Meghalaya. Such centres will be set up in every northeastern state, the minister announced. Union Minister of State for Textiles, Pabitra Margarita, highlighted the significant presence of Northeast artisans on global platforms. He emphasized that 52% of India's handlooms are located in the Northeast, making the region one of the strongest textile clusters in the country. He also informed that all textiles ministers from across India will convene in Guwahati next month to deliberate on a Northeast-focused textile development agenda. Minister of Textiles, Government of Meghalaya, Medba Lingdo, expressed gratitude to the Ministry of Textiles for supporting the state's aspirations. Describing the ITTC at Nongpo as a historic and transformative project, he said this centre represents the coming together of tradition, skill and vision for Meghalaya's cultural and economic future. It will empower artisans, revive the rich silk heritage and position Nongpo as a unique destination for textile tourism. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said Civil Defence, Home Guards and Apda Mitra volunteers play an invaluable role in serving distressed people during disasters. Speaking at the 63rd All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Day at the Manoranjan Deb Barma Police Parade Ground, he announced that Tripura will train 3,000 more civil defence volunteers by 2026 and an additional 1,600 Apda Mitra volunteers. Currently, the state has 5,000 trained civil defence volunteers. In view of the disruption of flight services, the Indian Railways has decided to add temporary extra coaches to the Agartala Anand Vihar Tejas Rajdhani Express to avoid excessive passenger rush. On 8th December, an additional AC3 tyre coach will be attached to 2051 Agartala Anand Vihar Express, and on 10th December, another AC3 tyre coach will be added to 2052 Anand Vihar Agartala Tejas Rajdhani Express. This information was announced by the NF Railway Authorities yesterday. The Northeast Frontier Railways has confirmed that the proposed Silchar-Sairang railway line via Bairabi has received official approval. The update was shared during a meeting in Lumding on Friday with Jonathan Lalrangrata, OSD to the Chief Minister and Mizoram's representative in the Divisional Railway Users Consultative Committee. The project is slated for a virtual inauguration or flag off after the conclusion of the ongoing parliament session to be jointly officiated by Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Chief Minister Lalu Roma. Ending a nearly 17-year wait, the Greater Shillong Water Supply Scheme Phase 3 is projected to be fully commissioned by March next year. Meghalaya Public Health Engineering Minister Marcus N. Marak made the announcement on Friday, marking a crucial end to a project that has been mired by delays since its sanction in 2008. Mr. Marak said the source, treatment and main infrastructure components have already been tested and commissioned this year. However, full-scale operations depend on the completion of all distribution networks. The Assam Rifles handed over a state-of-the-art Women Empowerment Centre titled Banners of Unity to villagers in Manipur yesterday. The centre was set up under the aegis of Assam Rifles as part of Operation Sadbhavna in the Thobal district. The flagship initiative has been envisioned to transform the socio-economic landscape for women across Manipur, particularly from those unreserved communities, internally displaced families and the transgender community. The centre is equipped with both basic and advanced tailoring machines, offering a professionally structured environment for skill development. It has been designed as a safe and inclusive space where women can acquire technical expertise, collaborate and build self-reliant futures. The centre's output has already garnered national recognition. A specially crafted national flag memento prepared by the women artisans were presented to the president, marking a proud moment for Manipur's women and their craftsmanship. In Manipur, 4 fresh positive cases of dengue were found yesterday. 18 suspected samples were tested in 2 government hospitals and other private hospitals for the mosquito-borne disease. Out of these samples, 2 were found positive in RIMS Hospital and 2 others in JNIMS Hospital in Imphal. Meanwhile, the authorities have been taking up prevention and containment measures of the disease across Manipur, especially in the affected areas. Fogging has been done in various places, while health officials have been conducting surveillance. Cold waves have gripped Manipur, especially the Hill District, these days. All the districts of the state recorded a minimum temperature below 10 degrees Celsius. Senapati, recording a minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius, is the coldest district in Manipur, followed by Kangpokpi District at 6.22 degrees Celsius. Sharp falls in the minimum temperatures have brought discomfort to daily wage earners, street vendors and those go outdoors for work. The 4-day international conference on the cultural and historical significance of His Holiness the 6th Dalai Lama, Gyalla Tyangsa Gyatso, concluded in Tawang District of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. Eminent scholars and participants from across the globe had gathered for the conference. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the institution of the Dalai Lama is not limited to Buddhists alone. It is a spiritual, cultural and philosophical heritage for humanity. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.